Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Exposing election fraud in the bill called H.R. 1. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a shocking bill. It's come through the House. It's in the Senate. And it's going through what's called markup, which means the Senate is marking it up for ultimate vote in the United States Senate. That's where it must be stopped. So we have been messaging key senators.
It's already passed the House, right?
It's already passed the
Which
House.
Which is unbelievable to legalize election fraud.
It passed along party lines, pure and simple, and got out of the House that way. It's going to have a little bit more difficult time, and I think we can stop it in the Senate, but it's going to be a huge battle because they're already trying to work out some different maneuvers that it would not be subject to the so-called filibuster, which requires 60 votes in order to vote on the underlying bill. It's a policy that and a procedure that's been in the Senate for many, many years. They're trying to literally change the rules so they can just push it through with a 51-vote margin. This is a huge bill that will institutionalize voter fraud.
It will just make what happened in election 2020 all legal. And that's not why we elect our officials to do this.
No. I mean, in this particular bill, it will take the federal government and it'll supersede all the state laws that are out there. And by the way, there's a lot of activity happening on the state level from the legislatures and even the courts on the 2020 election issue. And they are reviewing the ballots. Arizona just now, the Senate is reviewing over 2 million ballots coming out of the 2020 presidential election. This is happening in a lot of states. And there's legislation. As you know, you've heard about Georgia passing some legislation to make sure some of this fraud doesn't occur again.
You're not hearing it from the media, but it is going on.
Yeah, there's obvious fraud that has been discovered. And they're moving, these legislatures are to further investigate, further document, and legislate to stop it. Well, this particular bill would override all the legislatures in the state with regards to federal voting. And it would become a federalized issue, taking the authority away from the individual states. And some of the things that it would do is ban voter ID. Imagine that. You need voter ID for so many things. And it's absurd what Major League Baseball did because Georgia had that law that required voter ID. So the Major League Baseball moved its competition over to Denver, Colorado.
Which also has voter ID.
Which also has voter ID.
Yeah.
And to go to a Major League Baseball game.
What do you have to show?
Voter ID.
Right. And what about these airlines that are trying to boycott? What do you have to show to get on an airplane?
You have to have your voter ID. You know, what I do now is what they require now is they don't even require your ticket anymore. They require that you pull out your driver's license and you stick it in a reader and that reads your driver's license and you don't have to pull your ticket out anymore. So you're not even scanning for the security when you're going in through the security screening. Now, when you're going onto the airplane, you have your ticket. But when you're going in through the TSA screening, your ticket is not necessary anymore. You put in your driver's license.
Right.
That's your ID.
So why would you not need that for a vote, you know, for an election to vote for the President of the United States or other officials? Why would you not need that?
Because if you look at why they don't want it, there's other reasons. You can see that they want everybody, legal or not, to vote.
You have to have the ID to drive to get to the election booth. I mean, well, you know.
It but you can't pull out your, you can't ask them to pull out your voter ID. So it banned voter ID. It would ban states from cooperating with one another as to whether or not someone's already voted in that state. Right now, there's a number of states that cooperate with each other. And if you say vote in Florida, it will have a cooperative agreement with other northern states to find out, did that person vote in that state already? And is this a double vote?
Because a lot of that happened.
All that would be prohibited.
Yeah, a lot of that happened in the last election,
yeah,
too.
So all of that cooperation would be prohibited. They also say that people would be automatically registered at 16 years of age and older. Why would you register somebody at 16? They can't vote. Well, but you register them at 16, and you're automatically registered, so you don't have to go down and do it yourself. If you don't want to be registered, you have to opt out. You're already opted in by the government. And then you're given information. And so why would you send that to a 16 or 17-year-old when they're not old enough to vote in the states? Well, when that person comes to vote, that person doesn't have to have an ID, so you can't ask them for an ID, so you won't know. So 16, 17-year-olds would vote.
Same reason they're allowing all these people to flood in over the border, so they're getting all these new voters in
and
their mind.
And those people that would be registered, Holly, the statute doesn't limit it to citizens.
Right.
Which means anybody who's here, legal or illegal, 16 years of age and older, you're registered automatically, and you would have to opt out of the registration. Unbelievable. Then it doesn't require you to go to the precinct. You know, when you go vote now, you go to your precinct. The area of your community is divided up into precincts, and you vote in your precinct. You can't vote in a different precinct. If you come to the wrong precinct, they'll tell you to go to the other precinct. In this case, you can go to any precinct, which means no voter ID, automatically registered. You can go to any precinct, meaning that you can go from precinct to precinct to precinct to precinct, no voter ID. And if somebody questions you, they could be fined up to $100,000 for interfering with your so-called right to vote here, where they're even asking for documentation. So if you have mail-in ballots, they also are presumed to be correct, even though there's insufficient information on the ballot, on that mail-in ballot. It automatically will register that particular ballot. You cannot reject it. You put it in the pile with everything else. It gets counted only after the fact. It would possibly be discovered as fraud, but how are you going to discover it? Because now the votes are all mixed together.
And you see what happened in the last election. Boxes and boxes of phony ballots.
Yeah. And so all of the, and then also, by the way, it would say that states would have up to 10 days after the vote to collect the mail-in ballots. So you'll never know on election night what happened. Never.
So America becomes a third world country, becomes a Venezuela where they have no choice.
Yes.
It's already, who's going to win has already been selected. So we need to contact these legislators who we have put in office and tell them, you should not even be considering this. This has got to go.
Well, Pacific Interest Legal Foundation, they have identified in Georgia alone 9,899 double votes in 2018. 2 years prior to that, there was a similar number of 9,619 double voters. And keep in mind, 2020, the difference between the Biden and Trump was 11,779 votes.
Interesting.
So we know that it happened in 2018. We know that it happened as well. Just before that, we know that it obviously happened in 2020. But you wouldn't be able to document or trace or have any concern about that under this HR1. So we encourage you to go to lc.org/HR1. It is a dangerous bill because voting is at the very core of a free country. If you don't have the right to vote and have the freedom to select your leaders, particularly on the federal level, House and Senate, President, or at any level, your right to freedom will come to an end. I mean, it will become, like you said, a third world country where it's just a charade, it's a facade, and you just have in power anybody who the system wants in power.
Right, and you'll never have another Republican in office again, never.
And that's why this is designed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So go to lc.org/HR1. There's more information there about the bill. There you can fax members of the U.S. Senate. You can sign a petition, and we'll send it to the right people on the U.S. Senate, and you can call your senators, both of your senators. Now, if you've already done that, I encourage you to do it again because this bill is starting to move again. Fax, sign the petition, and call. Now, you may live in a state where it's just impossible. Your senators are not going to listen. I get that. There's some states like that.
Where call them anyway.
Yeah, call them anyway. But you know what? You can still fax in petition, because we're giving those faxes and petitions to the key people. We only need a few to break our way and stop this bill that would institutionalize election fraud. We're going to continue to fight for your family, your faith, and your freedom. And certainly at the core of that is being able to elect the individuals that you want to have in office to be your agent. Elections are appointing of an agent to act on your behalf, and you should have that fundamental right. For more information, go to lc.org/HR1.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776.